A venerable peace and social justice group responsible for many anti-war protests in the Pioneer Valley is shutting down. The Western Massachusetts chapter of the American Friends Service Committee says it will close its doors at the end of September after nearly 50 years of activism. New England Public Radio's Kari Njeri reports.
As these things tend to, the decision to close came down to money, says Jeff Napolitano, the director of AFSC's Western Massachusetts chapter.
For about 9 months now, we've been aware that there's a bit of a financial crisis at the international headquarters. And although we knew that there were going to be cuts to the organization coming, we only found out that that was going to happen here in Western Massachusetts.
Calls to the American Friends International headquarters in Philadelphia were not returned, but Napolitano says he believes another 20 chapters are also slated to close. And despite being located in a progressive, politically active region, he says the local chapter's hands were tied.
We actually weren't allowed to try to fundraise out of the problem because that function is done at the headquarters in Philadelphia. When they have a financial problem, we have a financial problem.
There's just not the money in our society and culture now, and the people who have it are hanging on to it.
Frances Crowe founded the local chapter of American Friends in the basement of her Northampton home in 1968.
I was a volunteer for 24 years, and it really didn't cost AFSC very much except our printing and mailing. But things have changed a lot since. And I think the national office isn't able to, you know, raise the money. It takes big money now for all of these small offices to operate.
Now 98 years old and describing herself as somewhat retired, Crowe continues to participate in a weekly peace vigil in Northampton, as well as running a free film series at the local library. And both she and Napolitano are trying to make sure peace activism continues in Western Massachusetts, albeit in a different form and under a different name. Last week, a fundraising campaign was launched for a new organization called the Pioneer Valley Peace Center. Napolitano says 13% of the $75,000 goal was raised in the first 4 days.
National organizations, particularly national organizations that are older, are sort of struggling to continue the work. But I think that the solution is really to look for the support directly in the communities where people are doing the work. And so that's what we're trying to do here.
Meanwhile, Napolitano says the work of the Western Mass American Friends Service Committee will continue through the summer. The group heads to the State House on Friday to testify before lawmakers on the Safe Communities Act, which would prohibit the use of state funds and resources for federal immigration enforcement. For New England Public Radio, I'm Kari Njeri.